Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show tonight.
Can you imagine someone not knowing A Whole New World from the 1990s Disney movie Aladdin? Yeah. Well, Dom, you caused much controversy last week. The nation was against you. Yeah. There was an outcry of people when you revealed that you didn't know that song.
Now, whenever people talk about when they come under fire for something, I now know what that's like. I know what it's like to come under fire, metaphorically speaking. The amount of messages I received, comments from people I know, just saying they can't believe it.
I even said that you let down our generation.
Yeah, that was a bit rough. You kicked me to the baby boomers. Yeah. You said I had to go hang out with them for a bit. I wasn't allowed back in the millennials.
I think I've come up with a plan tonight, Dom. Yeah. Dom's Disney redemption.
Okay.
A plan for you to be able to shine bright in the nation's eyes again.
What?
Where everyone who's condemned you and kicked you out of our generation, after you do this quiz, will be like, no, he's okay. He's allowed back in. If you can get this Disney quiz correct after 10:30 tonight, I think everyone will be happy to let you back into millennials.
So it's like a magical chance at redemption and a second chance.
You may not have known the songs from Aladdin, but if you can prove that you know the songs to the other 90s Disney movies, you might be allowed back in.
Can I just say, this sounds a lot like the plot to a Disney movie itself.
It might be made into one.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a long con here. I'm actually doing up a pitch and I need your help.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, sometimes on the radio, you might hear news of a theft reported. Tonight on the show, Zach, we have to report a near theft that occurred to someone in our team. Very close call to a theft.
It's amazing that a theft didn't happen.
Yeah, that's the story. That's basically the headline. Somehow this man did not get robbed. What happened today? We were hanging out at my place, the two of us, and our producer, Michael. And I can see you smirking when I say hanging out. Because
it was obligated by a contract. It was working.
Okay, but I reframe all our working stories as hanging out, and you know that. It makes me sound more social.
Yep.
So we were hanging out at my place today when my doorbell goes off, and a jogger who'd been jogging by is at the door holding up a set of car keys and says, "Is that your car parked out the front?" And I said, "No," and he points to a black car, and of course, that's producer Michael's car.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "These keys were in the door to the car hanging off the side."
Basically an invitation to be stolen.
That's it.
Hello, car thief.
Yep.
My car's here ready to go.
I don't know.
You don't even need to break in.
I think they were there for about 20 minutes to half an hour, just sitting there on a relatively busy road. There would have been a lot of people who went past that. I wonder if the only reason it didn't get stolen was because it might have looked like a trap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
it might have been like have an electric charge going through it. Kind of like when you shake someone's hand and there's a buzzer.
Well, I was thinking maybe that, like, if you're a thief, you think that's too obvious. There's cops hidden in the bushes or something. This is a trap.
I don't think they do general traps like that.
Cops don't do traps?
I think they're trying to catch someone in particular, maybe. But they don't just leave money on the ground. And when you pick it up, someone jumps out and yells, "Caught ya!"
Okay. Well, I know too much about law enforcement from cartoons, evidently. I feel like traps is something the cops should get more into. I think that'd be a great way to catch unsavory people.
Yeah, when you're walking along and you see some cheesecake, you'll be like, something about this seems suspicious, but I'm going to indulge.
But look, it's an incredible close call. He's incredibly lucky not to have been robbed in this scenario. I honestly don't think it would happen 9 times out of 10. 9 times out of 10, he loses the car. So we don't know, 13, 10, 60, when were you lucky not to have been robbed? When should you have been robbed? Your close calls.
My wife took off her wedding rings.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They were in the car and she gets up to get out of the car, doesn't know she drops them. We drive away. Yeah. We're like, I don't know how long it's been, but she realizes she doesn't have them and she's like, oh my goodness. My engagement, you know, like diamond ring is in the gutter somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no way that's still going to be there. Go back. Shiny diamond in the gutter, baby.
Just in the gutter.
Yeah. No one took it.
I guess if I saw a diamond ring in the gutter, I'd probably think, it's probably not worth that much. I don't know why my mind would jump to that just because it's in the gutter. I guess that's my loss. I mean, my example of this, Zach, was when I was in high school, I was very excited to get my first debit card, an exciting moment for any young person. And I took a photo of it and excitedly posted it on Facebook.
Right. So you put your credit card details online.
I just put a photo of my credit card on Facebook saying, so excited to get my first debit card. And about 2 hours in, I went back on Facebook and there were about 15 comments people saying, Dom, you need to take this down. We really need to take this down. But you know what?
Is that
ultimately,
still on Facebook? Can we scroll back and see it?
Well, ultimately, the joke's on them because it had about $15 in it, I reckon. So I don't think you would have got far. 131060, when were you lucky not to have been robbed? We have Shanae in Brisbane. Shanae, what happened to you?
Yeah, hey. So I went to work one day and I've got this window that doesn't work very well, and it was stuck down and it was broken for months, and I used to use a towel to cover it. Anyway, one morning I was off to work early in the morning, probably not really thinking very well, and I've just gotten out of my car, left the keys in the ignition, gone to work. I work at like in a little shopping plaza sort of thing, and yeah, whole day. Didn't even realise.
Okay.
Went back to my car to, you know, go home, and there they were.
Wait, your keys were in the ignition and your window was down?
Well, the window was, it was stuck down, but I had a towel covering it, you know, like to try and sort of look like it was, you know, safe. But yeah, anyone could have gotten in easily, like it. And then I've just happened to leave the keys as well. So it's like, hey, take my car.
Keys in the ignition all day. If you can get away with that without losing your car, I'm wondering if that's a life hack now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a handy place to store
your
keys.
Why even pay for insurance? It turns out it seems like that it's impossible to get your car stolen.
She wants
her car to be stolen there. It's an invitation.
Briley, on 131060, what happened to you?
When I was in my gap year, I was out partying one night and I came home and left my house keys in the door slot outside. So, yeah, had them in the front door for about 14 hours.
Right, okay. And do you live on, like, a main road there? Was it clearly visible wherever I'm walking past?
No. It was in a residential area, but I probably didn't figure out until at least 11 o'clock the next morning, so plenty of people would have walked past.
It's the worst feeling when you remember something like that. You're looking That's for true. Your keys, you're patting down your pants, yeah. And then you go to the door and see it in the door, and you're like, how long has that been there for?
I honestly think there would be criminals listening to this. I mean, well, I imagine there's criminals listen to the radio, don't they?
Well, they have to have some downtime, too.
That's it.
It can't be crime all the time.
That's it.
You want to hear some lighthearted entertainment from time to time?
Yeah, well, so they'd be...
The crime world can be stressful, Dom, and people don't talk about this enough. There's a lot of workplace bullying that goes on in gangs. The guys at the top aren't very nice to the people below.
My point is, there'd be criminals listening to this who probably have done some pretty outrageous things to commit a crime before, thinking the keys were just in the front door.
Very complicated Ocean's 11 style.
That's what I mean.
Robberies.
And then Briley's keys are just in the front door.
That's not a very good heist movie.
No.
If they get to the bank and the vault's just open.
We got Tim on 131060. Tim, when were you lucky not to have been robbed?
It wasn't me. It was actually my neighbour.
Mm.
So I came home from a graveyard shift about 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
And the next door neighbor's car light was on, and there was these two guys walking around. They're acting a little bit shifty.
Yeah.
And then I went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and my dad came in the room. He's like, "Do you have jumper cables?" And I was like, "No, why?" And he's like, "Oh, the next door neighbor's car got stolen, but it ran out of petrol just down the road."
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Dom's Disney redemption. How would you feel if you found out one of your close friends didn't know the song A Whole New World from Aladdin? Mm. That was what Dom admitted to last week. He disgusted the nation.
Yeah.
Everyone was so upset with you. I had to kick you out of the millennials.
You said I was unmillennial.
Yeah, you became a baby boomer.
Yeah, I had to go hang out with baby boomers all weekend. They're much more boring.
Well, we're willing to offer...
That's a lie. I really enjoyed it. They're great.
Well, we're willing to offer you a bridge back into being a millennial if you'd like to take the offer. This
I would love that.
Dom's Disney redemption. Mm. If you can prove, I know you didn't know A Whole New World from Aladdin. Yeah. If you can prove you know other Disney songs from the 90s, we will be willing to welcome you back into the generation millennials.
Great. No, you know what, Zach? This is a second chance. Not many people get a second chance in this harsh world we live in. So I'm grateful for the opportunity.
How this is going to work is I'm going to play a part of a song from 90s Disney movies. It's going to stop. Mm. You have to sing the next line. Yep. If you get the line correct, that's a point.
Great.
You're back in.
Sure. So I only need to get one right to get back in?
I reckon if you can get one from three,
great.
You're back in.
You know what? This is a low bar and those are my favourite.
Actually, 1.5. And the first one's worth half a point. Because I think this one might be too easy.
Okay.
The first one's from The Lion King. You ready?
Go for it. Everybody looks left. Yeah. Everybody looks right. Yeah. Everywhere you look, I'm... There's lions.
Incorrect.
Everybody looks left. Everybody looks right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing in the spotlight.
Okay, stand in the spotlight was the one.
A zero from one so far.
Well, I mean, that was a fair guess, though.
There are lines in that movie, The Lion King. Correct.
Everywhere you look, you'd see lines. I thought that was a reasonable guess.
The next one is from Aladdin. Are you ready?
Boy. Go for it.
Arabian Nights, like Arabian Days.
I'm on the flying carpet. I haven't seen it. I don't know. Does he sing that often? I haven't seen the movie. I don't know anything about Aladdin.
Arabian Nights, Arabian Days. I'm on a magic carpet.
I couldn't quite understand what was being sung there. I didn't have a lyric sheet
like
in front of me.
Like Arabian Days, more often than not, are hotter than hot.
You got it right.
Is
incorrect.
This,
zero
is,
from two.
Aladdin sat in, where's that? Where is that? Arabia? Is that a place?
I don't know. Somewhere in the Middle East.
Right, okay. Well, that's a shame. I'll be honest. Both of these so far, I haven't, I mean, I know I just can't wait to be king, but I didn't know that line.
Do you know any songs from The Little Mermaid? You know, there's Ariel and Sebastian.
Yeah. I think I've heard Under the Sea.
Yeah. Before?
Once or twice.
Well, you might get lucky here.
Okay,
this might be your Hail Mary.
This is my ticket
back. If you know Under the Sea, you might be becoming a millennial after all.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Here's our last one from The Little Mermaid.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Oh, now, there's lots of barramundi. Is that right?
Not that far off.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Well, I think
they should redo it. They should redo it with there's lots of barramundi.
So I'm out of the millennial still?
You're still with the baby boomers. Great. And actually, is there another generation higher? We need to get you further away from millennials.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Hello world.
The Saddle Club Club.
That's right, Dom, you and I do run this country's only Saddle Club fan club, the Saddle Club Club.
Yep.
We just sometimes get together to chat about the Saddle Club, the TV show from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Our end goal is to get Saddle Club rebooted on Netflix.
And I'm hopeful they give them, like, you know, some of those big budgets that go around for some of the big shows.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, you know, $100 million an episode for the Saddle Club. See what they can do with that sort of budget.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
There's a bit of a stumbling block, a fence that we'll have to jump on our horses in our run to become, to get Saddle Club onto Netflix.
Should I fade down the music? Is this serious?
Well, do you have some more serious music?
Okay. No. I mean, you got to give me a warning to that. What's
okay.
But do you want like a...
Yeah, this is going to have some gravity to it.
Like that? Is that too much?
People of Australia. I am devastated to bring you the news that the three main cast members of the Saddle Club, Carol, Stevie, and Lisa, none of them are still living in Australia. Just let that settle. Carol, Stevie, and Lisa have gone abroad, and they no longer live in this fine country.
I mean... I'm worried I'm going to say something inappropriate here and we're going to have to press the dumb button.
Would you like to know where they are?
Look, that would be helpful. I can imagine they get hoarded by the crowds here.
That might be why they had to go further afield. Carol's in New York. She's an art director. Stevie's in Canada. She's a producer, apparently.
Yep.
Lisa is also in Canada.
Well,
she's still acting.
I think it was an Australian-Canadian joint production.
Are they not Australians?
No, I think I'm not entirely sure what all the various.
Hang on, was I just assuming they're Australians? Was this not an Australian show?
I think it was a joint production. I'm pretty sure it was. There were certainly enough Australian accents.
Are they Canadians?
There's enough Australian accents on the show to make. There's a heavy Australian
presence.
Were
the cast?
Yes.
Australians or not?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident. Most of them were.
So you think they moved to Canada or they already lived in Canada?
I'm not sure,
actually. Because I thought I had a bombshell here, but it might not be a bombshell.
I'm second-guessing everything. Maybe they were Canadians all along.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing, I'm trying to recall Stevie's accent in my head, and I feel like it's Australian.
I thought it was Australian.
I could be off. I don't know. We'll need to investigate further.
That's just going to make it so much more difficult to get this over the line with Netflix, because I was hoping they would come in the meeting with us.
Well, yeah, that's true.
We'll probably have to go to Canada now, because two of them are in Canada.
That's
although
fine.
Two of us are here, you and I.
That's true.
Okay, we'll stay here. They'll come to us.
Right. Can I just say, I have the perfect way to open episode one of the Netflix series, though.
What's that?
You know the classic getting the band back together?
Yeah. Carol's in her business gear
in
New York.
That's it.
She's doing some art up in a boardroom.
That's it, yeah.
And the girls come in with the hats on.
Oh, amazing. Yes, I'm loving this.
And they probably gallop down the hallway.
Yes. And she says, I gave that up years ago. And
the Saddle Club's back together, baby!
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, some pretty damaging allegations have been thrown at me over the weekend. On Collective Noun's Instagram, if you search for Collective Noun, you'll find it. And if you went to our latest photo, Zach, and scroll down to the comments, you would see what I'm talking about. The scandal in question here. I saw this a day or two after it had occurred as I was scrolling through my feed. James commented, he begins this interaction saying, I just noticed something. Dom has more followers than Zach. Almost double. Now, yes, if you go to our individual Instagram accounts, you'll see I have about 2,000, you have about 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
A well-known fact. In my mind, I think about it regularly. John has commented on that underneath James' comment saying, Dom is well known to have bought followers.
Good on you, John.
Now, I don't
You're doing great work.
I don't know if John is an alias account for you. I don't know what the story is behind
that. What are you talking about?
Well, hold on. That's just quite a scandalous allegation to start throwing around, John. And to say...
Oh, sorry. You're thinking of yourself. I do not have numerous ghost accounts that I use to contact organizations like I know you do.
I have one ghost email.
Yeah.
Lastly, Zach, then comes in the official Collective Noun account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was this you?
Yes.
It was you. So this is Zach. Yeah. Zach replies to John's comment with... Officially, Dom denies he bought followers. However, he did suspiciously get 1,000 followers from South America in one night. So we think he bought them.
That's correct.
Now,
100% correct. Case closed.
I never bought Instagram followers. I want to put this on the record.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
When we spoke about this on the show last year. I was as mystified as anyone as to where those 1,000 followers came
from.
So
I've got two questions for
you. Yes, yeah.
The first question is... Is it true that you got around about 1,000 followers overnight, give or take a little bit?
That's true.
And they were all from South America?
Yes.
Okay.
We spoke about that on the show.
So that's true?
Yes, that's true, because I thought you'd bought them for me, remember?
Secondly.
Yes.
Can you answer this question truthfully?
I can.
Have you been known in the past
to
buy followers and likes on Instagram to impress people?
I have never bought followers on Instagram.
Yeah. But?
I have bought likes.
Could someone say?
Yes.
With the evidence that you got 1,000 Instagram followers overnight from South America, and secondly, you had a history of buying likes, I think jury in front of us, we can put together what has happened here. Dom has bought followers.
I deny this as strongly as I can. The Instagram followers are not legitimate. Half of them are not real. But that wasn't me who did it.
But you have bought before.
What I'll say.
You have purchased before.
Here's what I'll
confess
to.
How can we trust you?
I will confess on the radio.
You are the boy who cries, I didn't buy Instagram followers. Yeah.
I will say, if you go to my Twitter account, 2,500 followers, I bought most of them. I'm happy to admit to that. That was a few years ago. And I often came
You're
up.
You're not painting a great picture. No. You have fake email accounts to email companies. You've bought Instagram likes.
Yes.
You bought Twitter followers.
Yeah. Oh, fine. I bought the followers.
You bought them?
I bought them.
Yes! There you go. He's admitted it.
I'm guilty. A good offer came into my email. $10 for 1,000 followers. I couldn't turn it down. No one sane person would.
You bought the South American followers.
I bought the South American followers. It was me.
He did it.
It was me.
He did it.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Harry Styles threw a surprise birthday party for the Queen.
She cried a couple of times, which was good. I think that was good.
Also, Donald Trump was asked if he's ready for his uni exam this week.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude.
And Kanye West is excited about his new casual job at McDonald's.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's a cool job to have. They got thousands of stores. They got, you know, resources.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so easy to get into the Collective Noun Forum. All it's going to cost you is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes, leave that 5-star rating, and then you're in, Zach. And you can write whatever you want in the review. Can you just test the turnstile over there? We had someone in repairing it over the weekend.
I'll walk through it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Cool.
There was one little problem. Yeah. I could hear it sounded like a mouse click before it.
Did it? Okay.
Can you try again?
Try again.
No, I heard it again. We'll have to look into that.
You're still hearing that mouse click?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Okay, I don't know what to do about that. All right. Well, firstly, in the forum this week, we have that one, Jay, popping by from America. That one, Jay, is referencing something you did on the podcast recently when you spoke about Bob and Brad, the most famous physical therapists on the internet.
That's right. They had their own jingle and everything.
What was it? Two middle-aged men who do physiotherapy videos on YouTube.
Every day.
Every day. I don't
know. It's unbelievable.
Is like every day about a different line of physiotherapy, or do they just talk about their like, I guess, their lives,
no,
their hobbies?
No, there didn't seem to be any personality chat there. It seemed to be stretches, different things you can do for different injuries.
Jeez.
I guess there's a lot to go through.
Do you reckon Bob and Brad committed to doing daily videos? And about 2 months in, they rocked up to Bob's place to film that day's video, and they looked at each other and they said, we're in trouble.
I think they do it in the clinic by the looks of it.
Okay, all
there's kind of like a skeleton in the background.
All right. Cool.
I hope it's in that clinic. That would be suspicious otherwise.
Well, look, that one, Jay, just says, I was just listening to you guys talking about Bob and Brad. Turns out my entire family knows about their channel. Even my 3-year-old brother who recited their theme song from memory. Zach and Dom, you might want to get on the most, on the internet physical therapist market. That's where it's at.
Yeah. Well, now, we wouldn't enter now.
Well, no, it feels like there's a
because
monopoly.
They've dominated it. No one's going to beat Brad and Bob.
Well, firstly, we need to get a skeleton.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you get one of those.
Those are hard.
Those are hard to come by. But, I mean, Zach and Dom doesn't have the same ring as Bob and Brad when you're talking about physical therapy as well. And no one's coming to us for that advice. But
you could find a Daryl.
What do you mean?
A Daryl and Dom.
Dom and Daryl. That's pretty good. Daryl Summers and I could host an internet physiotherapy thing. He's got time on his hands. He could spare the time. I don't know any other names starting with Z for you to work with. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Zara. A rare one.
Zach and Zara.
Zara.
Find a Zara?
Yep, sure. What? Zoe?
Zach and Zoe. There we go. We can be
Zeke.
There we go. Well, you know,
Zane?
You
know, there's heaps of them.
Well, you could partner with Zane from One Direction.
Yeah.
And I'll find myself Daryl Summers. And we'll both start our own physical therapy internet YouTube channels. And we'll become enemies. The best of friends turning on each other.
Sure.
That can work
that
well.
Sounds good.
Next, in the Collective Noun Forums, like, we have Rita Z95. Making their way in. Just saying that they love the new Saddle Club Pavilion that we've just finished construction of.
Yep. Thank you very much. It's got a little corral section as well.
Yep.
Where you can bring your own pony. It is BYO.
Oh, it is.
We can't look after all the horses.
No, no.
So you will have to bring your own horse.
I wouldn't mind getting, you know, an official stable sort of setup built in.
No, there is a stable. You can, like, once your horses are there, you could do, like, an overnight stay, but we can't look after them long term. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Are we okay?
I think that's reasonable.
Are we okay with people riding their horses to the forum as their way of transport?
Yeah, 100%. If the horse can swim. So I don't know how good they are in open ocean.
We have obviously revealed we're in international waters. Maybe, are there, like, you know how there's barges, right?
Yeah.
For cars?
Yes.
Right? So you drive your car on and the barge will take your car across water and you drive off again. Does the same thing exist for horses?
I don't imagine anymore, but I think there probably was a time where that existed, yes.
You're right, Ian.
I think barges across rivers would exist before motorcars, certainly.
Yeah, you'd think so. And, I mean, I guess on that front, Noah's Ark was the initial barge, wasn't it?
Well, that's just a boat. They had boats for a long time. Is that what you're referring to?
Boats with animals on it was what I was kind of, that's what I was going at. But no, like, you're more than welcome to bring your horse here. And look, it is amazing. The Saddle Club Club Pavilion. I mean, we've turned that around pretty quickly. We only launched the Saddle Club Club 2 weeks ago, but we have finished construction on it already.
Have you been on a horse before?
Yeah, I have actually.
How did it go?
Not great.
Yeah, to be wouldn't honest. Imagine so. Yeah. What happened?
Freaked out the horse and it kind of bolted.
With you on it?
Yeah, this is at a school camp in year 10. Freaked out, it bolted, and horse riding got cancelled for the rest of the camp.
Because of your horse. What did you do wrong, do you think?
Oh, they told me I didn't do anything wrong. They said that horse spooks easily, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, what did you do to spook it?
Look, I'm not sure. I was very scared, so it's possible
It could probably like pick up on your anxiety.
Yeah, it's possible I was shaking a little bit. I also, apparently you're not meant to take snacks.
That's what it is.
I had a muesli bar. I'm just in my pocket. And, you know.
And you think it could smell it?
I think possibly. I'm not entirely sure what the story was there, but yeah.
It wouldn't have been like a carrot or something, which what they usually eat, because you wouldn't be caught dead eating one of them. No. And when you say muesli bar, I'm imagining an LCM or something. It wasn't one of the healthier end of the muesli bars.
Oh, I think it was like a double choc muesli bar. Like that. I don't have chocolate unless it's at least double.
It was a Mars bar. Okay. It's revealed.
But yeah, the horse freaked out and bolted. And there was meant to be 3 or 4 more days of horse riding on the camp, but they called it off because they
did you fall off when it bolted?
No. I kind of, it would be like our, it's a shame no one filmed it because that would have either become viral or made funniest home videos. Because I was like, I like knelt down on the horse. I was like just trying to hold on for dear life. In some ways, it might have looked like a Melbourne Cup race. Yeah. You know what I mean? The way it was.
The other kids would be like, geez, we finally found what Dom's good at. Horse riding.
Meanwhile, I have no idea what's going on. I'm just waiting for the horse to stop. And it's in like a bit of a fenced paddock.
Yep.
And so anyway, one of the instructors eventually is able to get the horse to stop and they help me down. And I might have been crying. It was a traumatic experience. But the good thing, Zach, was thankfully I had a muesli bar to calm my nerves off the back of the horse experience. Readers at 95 also, by the way, has mentioned RE, the Saddle Club, that apparently most of the old episodes are on YouTube if we're ever feeling nostalgic. Now, you and I know this because the night we launched the Saddle Club Club, we watched a little bit of the Saddle Club on
YouTube. Inspirational stuff.
It's great. I mean, I regret jumping to, I think it was season 2, episode 7.
Yeah,
I mean,
we had a bit of no idea what was going on. You got to start at the start.
Oh, you could tell, though, from the 5 minutes we watched, you could see how evil Veronica was.
Yeah.
That was very evident.
She was laughing evilly.
Yep.
It just, she was actually on a high ground as well, looking down on the other members of the Saddle Club.
Yeah. Some really interesting mise-en-scene that they were doing in that shot. In fact, generally, I thought the artistic nature of that episode was outstandingly filmed.
Yeah. What else did you like about it?
I remembered one word from high school film and TV.
Right. Man, do you remember what that means?
Everything in the scene.
Kind of.
Mise-en-scene, that's right. You're listening to Dom Fay, the winner of the Film and Television Award at Redeemer Lutheran College 2010.
I don't know if scene would technically be correct. It's more what's in the frame, whereas in the scene...
In the frame was what I meant to say.
Yeah, okay.
There we go. See? So actually, I used it correctly. I can't
kind of.
Look, you know what? It is the closest thing I'm ever going to get to a compliment from you. So I'm going to take that and run. That is all we've got time for in the Collective Noun Forum tonight. If you do want to be a part of it, we would love to have you on board. Come in your masses, come in cars, come on horses, whatever works for you. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your ticket price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Collective Noun's pet name game.
Prepare to be amazed as we guess what type of animal you have just by hearing your pet's name on 131060, the game anyone with a pet can play.
Mm.
We ready to launch into this week's game, Dom?
Oh, I'm feeling good, Zach. I'm feeling the formula. The theory is going to work well for us tonight. We have Melissa in Mackay first up. What's your pet's name, Melissa?
Hi, guys. My pet's name is Chess, like the board game Chess.
Chess.
Chess, okay.
Well, instantly I'm thinking, is it a black or white animal, like the chess pieces?
Well, I was thinking one of the chess pieces is a horse, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So that could be, you know what I mean? That's the one that can move in an L shape. I haven't played chess since primary school, to be honest. My main memory of chess comes from Ron playing wizard's chess in Harry Potter.
Yep.
A reference that goes right over your head, unfortunately for you, but I know there's a horse.
Is that final answer horse?
Yes, yeah, that's our final answer.
Is chess a horse?
You've got it.
Oh! Come on! Come on! Come on. You know what, Zach? Can I just bring people behind the curtain here? The skeptical look you were giving me as I went on about horses there.
No, I thought it was a horse. Oh, it was more the fact. It was more the fact you were going into the history you had with chess that I thought was inappropriate. I thought we could just go straight to Melissa and ask horse. No, we don't need to learn about every time you've encountered chess in your life, whether it was in the chess club in primary school, whether it was the first time you read Harry Potter, what the weather was that day. I think there was a slight chance of precipitation. It was a May morning when I first came across the board game known as chess. We don't need to do that. We can just come up with an animal and ask the person if it's that animal.
Okay, well, I mean, I feel like it was interesting stuff and that people enjoyed my stories about chess. Either way, we
You're adding a bit of texture.
A little bit of texture, a little bit of pizzazz, a bit of personality to the shows.
We did get it, though.
We did, which was great work. And I don't think we should turn on each other right after a win because we need to unite.
We've got Aaron in Melbourne. What's your pet's name, Aaron?
My pet's name's Shivers.
Shivers. Okay, like, I guess what you do when it's cold.
Shiver me
timbers. Do you want me to tell you about when I've been cold before? Would that
help? What was the first time? Were you ever cold while watching Harry Potter? Let us know about that.
I actually did watch Harry Potter at the snow once, down at Threadbow. Do you want to hear about that time?
Did you see any animals?
I didn't see any animals down there, no.
Do you know any animals that get cold easily?
Penguins. No, they don't. They must stay warm.
They're the opposite.
Because they live there. My dog was shivering the other day.
Yeah.
My mum had to put him under the blanket and cuddle him for a bit because he got really cold.
Aaron, is Shivers a dog?
No, it's a turtle.
That's pretty good.
Does the turtle get cold?
Yeah, well, so what it does is it'll be walking around and all of a sudden it'll stand still and just shake violently like it's shivering.
Right.
Okay, right.
I hope that's normal. Otherwise, I reckon you need to get Shivers checked out.
Let's finish on a win. Come on, Danielle.
What's your pet's name?
Paulie.
Paulie, surely. Okay. That's like,
it's got to be.
It's got to be a bird.
Yeah,
But I feel like that might be too easy. It could be a misdirect.
No, Paulie would be the top
Paulie
three bird
wants
names.
A cracker. Isn't that what everyone
I think
says?
That's Polly.
Right, that's true. If it was Paulie, you know what, Dom? What? I'm sick of your anti-Paulie agenda on this show. You never want to give Paulie a cracker. I say all the time Paulie wants a cracker, and you're always saying giving the crackers to Paulie.
Hey, I got a really good joke. Is it ready for this? My behaviour is appalling.
Danielle, is Paulie a bird?
Yes, he is.
Yeah! Come on!
I've discovered the secret! I've discovered what we need to do.
Yep.
The ones we fight more about are the ones we get right. Look, it's a volatile system, but it works.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Last week, Dom disgusted the nation when he didn't know the lyrics to Aladdin's A Whole New World earlier tonight.
Didn't know it. Still don't know the song, really. Learning it.
Earlier this evening, we gave him the chance. Dom's Disney redemption. If he knew the lyrics to other 90s Disney song, he would be let back into the millennial club.
Yeah, because you kicked me out of the whole generation, which I thought was a bit excessive.
You didn't get I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King.
No.
Wrong. You didn't get Arabian Nights from Aladdin. Wrong.
Yeah.
And you didn't get Under the Sea in The Little Mermaid. Three wrong from three wrong.
The way it worked is you played a grab of the song to me, and then it would stop. And I had to sing the next line.
That's
now, that put me under a lot of pressure. I knew of at least two of those songs, but I didn't know what the next line was.
Well, do you want to know what your lyrics to Under the Sea would sound like if we actually put them into the song?
Well,
because you were on the spot.
Yeah,
you came up with something that loosely rhymed.
Can I
was
say,
loosely about being under the sea.
I thought my effort for Under the Sea, lyrically, I mean, some might argue better than the original.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dom Fay in Under the Sea by Little Mermaid.
Under the sea, under the sea.
There's lots of Aramundi. There's lots of Aramundi. Okay.
Do you think the movie would have been as big with that?
Can I say, I mean, I could barely tell it was edited. That just sounded completely seamless. That is all we got time for on the show. You know, other thoughts are coming to me. I could have done something about being salty.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty good. Maybe a manatee. Jeez, I should work for Disney.
You can't write songs that have already been written.
That's not how it works. No,
there's a lot of those rhymes in the actual song.
Okay, damn. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collecting Out on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collecting. Collective Noun, grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.